السلام علیکم ڈاکٹر صاحب. وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. محمد نواز, یونیورسٹی ٹیچر فرام پشاور, پاکستان. الحمدللہ, آئی ہیو اسٹڈیڈ دا قرآن. آئی وانٹ ٹو اسٹڈی ادر ریلیجنز. واٹ وی شوڈ آئی اڈاپٹ ٹو اسٹڈی کمپیریٹیو ریلیجن؟ اف دیر آر یور لیکچرز ان وچ یو ہیو ٹاٹ دا وے, سو پلیز شیئر دا لنک. دا بردر سیڈ دیٹ ہی ہیز اسٹڈیڈ دا قرآن, ہی وانٹس to study comparative religion. So can I guide him? Which lecture should he refer to? Is there any talk of mine, any program where I teach about comparative religion? There are many of my talks, my public lectures, which are on comparative religion, and there are books written by me. Since you are from Pakistan, you can surely, in the religion that you should concentrate more on comparative religion, is Hinduism and Christianity. Since these two religions are the religions which are maximum followed, besides Islam. So if you want to study on comparative religion, Hinduism, my talk on similarities between Hinduism and Islam is a very good talk. You can even refer to my talk on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the various world religious scriptures. You can refer to my talk on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Hindu scriptures. There's also a talk of mine, concept of God, image of world religions. Regarding Hinduism, you can refer to my talk as well as my book on similarities between Islam and Christianity. You can refer to my book on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Bible. And the other lectures and books on concept of God, image of world religion, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the various world religious scriptures, and various lectures of mine are there on comparative religion, like Salah, the Programming towards Righteousness. These talks, if you hear, it is mainly based on one of the important verses of Dawah, where Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 64, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ, say, O people of the book, تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا بَيْنَكُمْ, come to common terms as between us and you, which is the first term, Allah, نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that we worship none but Allah, وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا, that we associate no partner with him, وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, that we erect not among ourselves lords and pits other than Allah. Fain tawallaw, then if you turn back, faqulu shaddu, say ye witness, be anna muslimun, that we are Muslims bowing our will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the master key for dawah. Allah says, ta'alu ila kalimatin sawa'in bainana wa bainakum, come to common terms as between us and you. So while doing dawah to a non-Muslim, it's very important that if you start with common terms, inshallah you'll be able to break the ice and you'll be successful. So you can start talking about common terms, and Allah reminds us here in this verse. The most important is Allah, na'budu illallah, that we worship none but Allah. Wa la nushrika bihi shay'an, that we associate no partner with him. So while you're doing dawah, you can start with things which are common, for example, science or maybe literature or whatever you feel is common between the person you're speaking and yourself, or the religion who you're talking about and Islam. But your main aim should be Tawheed. You may convince him to be truthful, you may convince him not to have alcohol, you may convince him not to have pork, but if you do not remove the shirk from the life of your friend or the person you're talking to, your dawah is useless. The most important is Tawheed. You can talk about other things, but the most important is Tawheed. If you're not able to remove the shirk in his life, if you're not able to instill Tawheed, your dawah is useless. So in comparative religion, the most important point of comparative religion is the concept of God in major world religions. If you are speaking to a Christian, you should try and prove Tawheed from the Bible. First, you have to prove that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he never claimed divinity. And we can prove from the Bible, and I say that in my talk and in my book, there is not a single unequivocal statement in the complete Bible where Jesus Christ, peace be upon himself, says that he is God, or where he says, worship me. Where he says, I am God, or where he says, worship me. And you can hear my talks. So similarly, when you are doing dawah to a Hindu, your first concept should be that you should remove the idol worship from the life of the Hindu. Prove to him that according to the Vedas, there is one God, you should worship him alone, Almighty God has got no image. So your first aspect of dawah is Tawheed, concept of one God, that we worship him alone and no one else. So while doing dawah, this is the most important aspect. So first you should master the commonalities between the concept of God and Islam and other religion, and try and win him over to Tawheed. The second most important aspect while doing Dawah, which is the pillar of Islam, first pillar, we bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. The second aspect of Dawah is to prove to the non-Muslim that Prophet Muhammad is the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can start with, you know, proving him about science if you think he is a man of science, no problem. But your final goal should be first Tawheed, second is the Risala, that Prophet Muhammad is the last and final messenger. As I mentioned earlier, I've given talks on this topic. Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the Bible. Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the Hindu scriptures. Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the world religious scriptures. And then you can go on for Akhirah and for Salah and various aspects. But these two are the most important aspects. And if able to convince the non-Muslim on these two aspects, he can enter the fold of Islam. The remaining will follow. As far as knowing the structure, or how should you be well-versed and compact religion, or how should you do Dawah, I would advise you that you can visit our platform Al-Hidayah. Al-Hidayah is the largest Islamic video on demand platform in the world. It has the largest number of Islamic courses in the world. There are more than 200 Islamic courses on that, out of which many of the courses are by me, and many on comparative religion. And there are thousands of hours of Islamic video on this platform. This platform is absolutely free. You can visit it. And there is a course which is called as Let's Become Effective Da'i, the International Dawah Training Program. It's a long course. And if you take this course, you know, there's a study guide, there are questions. Inshallah, that will help you a lot in the comparative religion and will help you to become a good da'i also. Hope that answers the question.